It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Total Information AM, I'm Megan Lynch alongside Tom Ackerman, and today a brand new park will open on the St. Louis Riverfront north of the Arch, this one on the Cleeds Landing. It features a unique feature aside from spectacular views of the Mississippi River. Joining us in studio is Samantha Smugula. Did I pronounce that correctly?
But close enough.
Smugal. I'm so sorry for that. She is Pocket Park's president and founder. So tell us, what's a pocket park and where is this?
Sure. So a pocket park is just a small parcel of land that we transform into a community space. And pocket parks is all about turning vacant properties that are underutilized or blighted into something that can be valuable for the community. So we work hand in hand with the community. They reach out to us, and we're really just a platform to help them achieve their goals and accomplish this park. So we take them through community engagement, through the design phase. We're very strategic to design parks with something we like to call tactical urbanism, which is semi-permanent structures that can make a really big impact that are low cost and easy to maintain. So we make sure that we're getting materials from places that anyone could get materials, such as Home Depot or Amazon. And we work really quickly to turn these spaces over very fast. So we're creating impact now and not having to wait for more capital or any of the other logistical steps. We're very fast, and we make a big impact very quick.
Samantha, Cleeds Landing in its heyday was the spot. I mean, there was a lot of energy. Everything was going on downtown. What was the importance of this location? What is your vision for that area?
Yeah, so these parcels of land that we're on, they're right next to the riverfront. And St. Louis is a riverfront city, and we need to celebrate that. So activating the riverfront with these parcels of land and this park is going to be so important for the neighborhood. And we've been talking with Cleeds Landing about a park in their neighborhood for a while now, but this was just the perfect opportunity. So we're calling this an active art park. It's not only a park that has sculptures, which were done by another local nonprofit, STL Artworks, but it has disc golf cages. So any Frisbee players out there or disc golf players out there, this isn't the full regulation size course. It's a putting course. So we have smaller games that are easy and accessible for anyone to come and play. You could be a novice disc golf player, or you might be someone who's just trying to work on, you know, your accuracy. But we have three different different games that you can play. And these sculptures, they're beautiful, but they also act as obstacles for the park. So you can throw through them or around them to try to meet that target. And it's just another amazing add for the community that's being revitalized and rebuilding in Laclede's Landing.
I think a fun part of this is how quickly your setup is. Talk to us about, you know, those, you talked about the semi-permanent features and how you put this together. How does this come together so quickly?
Sure. So we were lucky enough to partner with the Vacant Properties, the Reclaiming Vacant Properties Conference this week that's in town in St. Louis. And we planned a service day with about 100 volunteers that came down yesterday morning. We had everything set up. We assembled our raised bed planters. We planted some beautiful fall mums. We also installed the sculptures, which were pre-assembled. We made sure we did some of the work beforehand, but the majority of it was done within 3 to 4 hours. So we call it overnight placemaking because if you're there one day and you come back the next, it's going to be completely transformed. So a lot of people power and upfront planning.
Sounds like it. So the ribbon cutting is today at 5.
That's correct.
You're getting great weather for this stuff.
Couldn't have planned it better.
Yeah. So 5 to 8. And then I understand that the first 150 attendees, is this the case? Get a free disc?
Absolutely. So we partnered with Gateway Disc Sports, an amazing company that's all about disc golf. And they've created some discs for us with the Pocket Parks brand, some of our sponsor brands. So the first 150 people that come out will get a free disc. They'll be able to play the games and have a great time. We're going to have food trucks and vendors. And we're also going to be having some live music, art vendors, all the things that you want for a festival.
How long will this stay in place? And how will it be maintained?
Sure. So Pocket Parks continues to activate and maintain our spaces for the life of the park. So as long as this is what the community desires, we will continue to maintain it, which goes into our strategic design plans because we want to make sure that it's something that we can do at our capacity. We're a completely volunteer-based organization, so it's really important that we're being really strategic as we put these together. A lot of our parks start with just $5,000, and we can, you know, get them done within 3 to 6 month time frame. And then from there on, our parks typically cost anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 a year to maintain. So these are very low-cost spaces, but it's so important for the community that everyone has great public space.
Pocket Parks. What a cool idea. What's the parking like around the landing these days? Do you suggest people park and then walk over?
Yes. So the best place to park is the Arch Park First Street parking. I think it's about $3 an hour. So a lot of the parking, as anywhere in downtown, it's paid parking lots, but fairly affordable. That's the best place. There's also a couple other paid spots on the landing. And of course, if you wanted to, you could always park downtown at a meter and walk over.
Samantha, where can people get more information about what you do at Pocket Parks?
Sure. So Pocket Parks, we have a website, pocketparks.co.co, not .com, just want to clarify. You can get more information about our organization, volunteer days, upcoming events, and get to see our other parks. This will be our 6th park in Laclede's Landing, so we're really excited that we've been able to grow throughout St. Louis and create some great spaces for the community.
Samantha Smugala, congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to it. Again, it's 5 to 8 today at Laclede's Landing, an active art park and disc golf putting course.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.